seen Jingle Bell today.
Jingle Bell!
You don't step on it. Don't blow, just sing Jingle Bells.
No.
No. Tell Daddy what you did today.
Jingle Bell!
No.
Hold the way.
Say, I got in the street.
Got in the street?
Did you get spanked?
Spanked.
Did you ride your tricycle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, get in the street, do you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Say, golly, you look it.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say it. Come on, say it to Daddy. Say, love you, Daddy.
I love you.
I miss you.
Miss me.
No, rub it, the microphone that makes it scratch.
Well?
Say night-night to Judy.
Night-night, Judy.
Say, see you soon.
See you.
What's your name?
Me.
What's your name? Scott?
Huh.
Say, Scott Merrill.
Scott Merrill Shepherd.
Scott Merrill Shepherd.
Hey, Daddy. Scott Merrill Shepherd.
Where's Daddy?
Daddy, the gun.
Say, Daddy, where's Daddy? Vietnam.
Well.
Daddy's in Vietnam.
Turn it.
No, I'm not going to turn it. Where's Daddy?
No.
Hey, Vietnam.
Well. What?
You want to spank him?
No.
You gotta go to bed. Say goodnight to Colonel.
Goodnight, Colonel.
Where's Greg?
Greg, goodnight. Goodnight.
Where's Stuart?
Stuart, doing.
What you doing?
Don't know, man.
Where'd you go today? Did you have a pizza?
No.
Yes?
But, David. Greg.
Say night-night.
Night, Daddy. Huh? Greg.
Come here. What do you want to drink at? You want some milk? Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't have any milk. Well, let's go get one. You've got to tell your daddy you're not before we go get some milk. Colonel, go on.
Come on, Daddy.
Okay. We've got this recorder in the middle of the room and we think we sound better. Judy's over here. We've just recorded Scott. We've got him in bed, I think. So we put it in the middle of the room. We're going to have a conversation. And you'll know what our lonely nights are like while you're gone. My lonely mine are too. Yeah, but he asked me why you weren't having dates. That's a good question. I really don't know, Judy. Nobody likes me. I think it's OCLA. It might be. No. It's the lovely family you did. God, Meryl Shepherd. My true love. What was it you said tonight?
You were 20 years old and Judy and Mary.
20 years older, Judy and Mary. True. And we went over to Fort Sill today and drove around, showed the kids all the tanks and the trucks and the cars and the guns.
And Stuart remembered them all. Didn't you say come and take me this summer? Well, he knew what all the trucks
and in the museum, remember? He saw the guns and they were World War II or something.
And he said,
and Stu said, those were used in World War II.
And I got to go to Dante. Judy, I can't remember the name of the place that I was trying to tell you we didn't eat pizza. But they have no curb service to go in.
Well, they have another Dante's there, but it's not curb
service. No, this isn't a Dante's. It's an
There's another one there.
Yeah, but this is not.
It's not Dante. It's no. It's
I can't remember. But the Officers Club looks so great. I love it.
Oh, we drove by the other two and we saw Ken Acoustic's name out in front of a VO2. And then we came back and we were playing your tapes and you talked about Ken Acoustic. And I'm just wondering if he's, isn't it Sill? Because his name was out in front of the VOQ there. We didn't stop.
No. What was it? Scott, we were driving down Fort Sill Boulevard, and Scott said, Duty? And I turned around and he said, Duty, Daddy! It was a carload of officers. I was just going, oh no. And he was pointing, and I turned and I looked, and here, I mean, they were, they were first or second lieutenants, I don't know. But, you know, I had the red sticker on, and he turned around, Daddy? Daddy! He was pointing at him, and I was staring at him, and it was really a thing.
That's a compliment to Tom.
It sure is. Daddy.
And Greg was a pill.
No,
he
wasn't.
He couldn't be still, except for when he was asleep.
That was 10 minutes.
Yeah. And the wind was so strong and so hard that it blew our pizza all over the place, and the poor little waitress had to go back and get another one.
Okay. And she looked like she was about 12.
Yeah. Oh, and we went to the, I was out of
gas.
I was out of gas, and we went to the Texaco station, and Judy had to go to the bathroom, and she got locked in the jaws.
Well, I had Scott there, let me say this.
Stuart
went with me, and I was going to take him to the men's. Well, the men's was locked. So I said, well, wait till I get through, and then I'll stand outside and let you go in the women's, you know. And the handle was off the door. Well, when I went in, I shut the door, and here, there was this hole where the handle belonged. And when I got through, I tried to get out. Well, since there was no handle, and there was just this hole, I could see out through the hole, but I couldn't get out. And I said, Stuart, are you there? Come here. And he came over, and the doorknob was just about his height where he could see straight through. And he saw me, and he said, gee. And I said, yes. And he said, what are you doing in there or something? And I said, well, Stuart, go get your mother. I can't get out. And he said, well, what are you doing? And he talked to me, I know, a good 2 or 3 minutes, just saying, what are you doing, and why do you want Mommy, and why can't she get out, and all this. So he went to get Judy, and Judy couldn't believe, I mean, she didn't believe him. She thought that, you know, that I had locked the door so he couldn't get in. And finally, Judy comes around, and Judy is bent down looking through this hole where the doorknob goes, and I bent down looking at it, and we can't talk, we're laughing so hard.
I couldn't believe it.
And I was going, Judy, get me out of here. I could not get out of that place. It was absolutely fantastic. And finally, the filling session superintendent came and he beat the door down, and I go back to the car, and Judy's sitting in here laughing at me. It was really a riot. What you losing?
I just watched that cheese.
What kind of
star cheese cheese.
Star cheese.
Star cheese. Tom, we have the smartest dogs. We have two dogs at our house. Blondie, which we don't know what one he is. He points like a bird dog, but yet he looks like a cocker spaniel in his hair and everything. And then we have a toy poodle. White. And we thought they were the smartest things going. Well, Crane proven one. He is the smartest dog that ever was. I mean,
just brilliant.
I spent the night over here Friday night. I didn't have a date, by the way. You know, one of those nights. And he came over my bed. And I came to my stomach. I did not